True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Wednesday throughout the baseball season, we get somebody from Foul Territory to hang out with us for a bit. You can catch their show weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Sam, that show's everywhere. A couple weeks ago, I'm sitting down for a haircut, middle of the afternoon, and bam, Foul Territory is on Marquee, the Cubs station here in Chicago. So this show is absolutely blowing up. This week, we have Eric Kratz on the show. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm great. Tell me more about those haircuts. So exactly how did that go?
I
love hearing stories about things that I have no idea what is going on in those barbershops, salons.
Yes.
When's the last time you paid for a haircut?
Let's see. The Hair Corral in – no. I'm sorry. In the big leagues, I got Da Juice. He has tattooed Da Juice on his eyebrow in Miami. In Miami, he gave me a haircut. He gave me like a hard part right here. He got me a fade and a faux hawk. I look pretty sick.
You didn't go by yourself. You didn't find the juice by yourself.
No way. The juice
is in the club. Is in the stadium. He was like Dontrell Willis's barber. And so when they built the new stadium in Miami, bangarang, the juice gets a little barbershop. Everybody uses it.
Wow.
I love this. I did not expect this start, but I love it and I applaud it. So I don't know if you remember, we had you on about 6 weeks ago and Joe and I were saying eventually the Rangers are going to turn it up. And it may be too little too late. Obviously they have some injuries to some of their big bats, but they are as right there as it gets, a game and a half out of the wild card. I know of all these on the shelf. I know they have some issues, Seager and Simeon and all that. But can this team get in? Do you believe they will?
No, but that makes for a really short segment if I just say no. So, honestly, like, it's a little cringy that they have all these guys out and now they're doing well. It's not the Stars' fault. It's maybe the approach to – how they're doing it in the sense of how do you build – if you're Chris Young, how do you build this roster? You need dudes that are, yes, experienced, yes, good at baseball. That's the only way you win. But maybe they need a little infusion in some energy. And I think that's what they tried to do when they brought over Jock Peterson. Yes, Jock Peterson hits a heater. Jock Peterson didn't hit any heaters. And when you go into a clubhouse where guys – Kevin Pillar came on our show and was like, you know what? It just seemed like everybody was kind of doing their thing. And then, boom, pregame, we would go out and stretch together. And that was one of the first times I saw my teammates. That doesn't mean they're not working. It doesn't mean they're not good players. It just means there's a sense of, like, to win in a big league season, you got to, like, kind of be around each other. You got to, like, pull for each other. I don't think it was anything nefarious, but you got to have that energy to come and beat the other team every single night, no matter what, especially when this lineup has been struggling for a majority of the year.
Let's talk MVP for both leagues. Last night, Schwarber, 50th bomb on the year. What a season he's put together. First time he's done it in his career. You got Cal Raleigh on the other side, 53 home runs on the year. So we live in the betting market. That's what we talk about every day. And the betting market is saying there is no way Schwarber is the NL MVP. And it's probably going to be Judge. Raleigh has a chance, but it's probably going to be Judge. What do you think about that? You got these guys like raking. They're going to end up, you know, mid-50s at the very least. And it doesn't look like either will be MVP.
And that's okay, because we clamor and crave for all-around hitters. We clamor and crave for guys who can do everything. Run, throw, hit, and hit for average. And the power's there. I get it. I can't discount a historic season by a catcher. I can't discount that if the Mariners didn't have Cal Raleigh, they'd be cooked. I mean, there's a chance, because we talked about it out, off the top, they could be cooked anyway. Like, if they have a slide and the Rangers stay hot, they could be cooked. But when in the game you're clamoring for all-around players, I have a hard time believing Aaron Judge does not win the MVP. He's the most valuable player. Do you want to give Cal Raleigh the award for historic season, top offensive season by a catcher, top home run season by Mickey Mantle? Like, he's just chasing Mickey Mantle's home run record for a switch hitter. Everybody needs to go and look at what his batting average was during that season. Does he have a lot of RBIs? Absolutely. That's why he is valuable to their team. Is Cal Raleigh the most valuable player in the league? I think the betting market got it right. I think it is Aaron Judge right now. But, man, I'm going to be excited to watch these last 2 weeks, because Cal Raleigh's not going to hit over 250. And to win an MVP and not hit over 250 when somebody else has a almost 1,100 OPS, that's impressive. But Shohei, slam dunk. I even put in – because I really like Kyle Schwarber and I like what he's done for this team. I even put in a little bet on Kyle Schwarber just so that I could say I had some money on Kyle Schwarber for the MVP when it was like at like, I don't know, like a foul. I think it was at like plus 1,000 or something. I'm like, yes, I just have to say I still didn't believe there was a shot, because Shohei pitches and hits. He's the best player in the league. Until he is not pitching and hitting, he will be the MVP every single season. Sorry, lock it up. Write it down.
It just feels like, barring an injury, he's the guy. And he should be the guy, to your point.
If he hurts his right hand and he can't swing a bat, Shohei Ohtani will probably come out and be like a left-handed thumber. He'll probably just throw in curveballs and changeups and splitters. Like, that is what he is. He is that much better. And going back to the Judge part, Judge's OPS compared to Cal Raleigh's OPS, I just heard it yesterday, is the difference between Cal Raleigh and Jung Ho Lee. So that feels like that's how much better of a season Judge's having.
Speaking of awards that are probably over, given the price, Skeens is minus 10,000 to win the Cy Young. And we see Skeens today. He's pitching on the road in Baltimore. What's your favorite part about watching him work every fifth day?
I don't even think he's reached his peak yet. In an era where we watch pitchers that take a heavy ball, run as fast as they can, throw it up against the wall, and then they get on the mound and their first throw is like this like crow hop down the mound and the catcher's like, ah, I can't catch it. Like, he lives in an era where max effort on the mound is like mandatory. Like, if you don't, is this guy hurt? Does he not care? Does he not like the big leagues? And he does it at such ease. Like, he misses a spot and gets a strikeout, and you can like see he kind of like stares off into the scoreboard at PNC Park, and he's like, he's either thinking I could have been better than that, or he's thinking, man, I only have 4 years, 233 days left in this place. But it looks like it's so easy. It looks like it's so easy. And talking to people that worked with him before he even made it to the big leagues, his ability to take a baseball and, you know, like, well, what happens if I grip the middle of the seam. And they're like, well, this happens, this happens. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to split it a little farther. Oh, now I have Johan Duran's best pitch, and he's an elite closer, but I'm going to throw it as a starter. We'll call it a splinker. Like, it's like, like he's on another level right now. And to me, the way he throws, he may be, this is crazy to say, he may be averse to injuries because it doesn't look like he is putting max effort in when he's out there, which is how you stay healthy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, kids go nuts for, like, there's a ton of videos like what you're talking about, what you're doing right there with his different pitch grips. And yeah, he comes up with his own thing with a lot of them. And it isn't the typical kind of pitches that we all grew up learning. I was curious what you just said about just about how everything is max effort, right? Like in the draft, those top end pitchers, you got to throw this hard. Like I'll see it in social media because, you know, I'm involved in baseball at a much younger level. Like, this guy's throwing this hard. If you want to play in high school, you've got to hit that. You got to throw this hard at this age and this hard at that age. And they haven't even hit puberty. And like, kids are stressing out about this. I grew up watching Greg Maddux. Like, is there room still in today's game, or will we go back there where can you pitch? How's your movement? I don't care if you can hit 98. How's your movement? I also watched, you know, like mostly almost every outing for Kyle Hendricks. Like, I think to him, like, he could get his fastball low 90s maybe, but he's a pitcher. He knew how to pitch. Do you feel now like teams are willing to work with those guys?
Willing to work with them? Yes. Willing to give them a long enough leash that I think a lot of guys need in baseball, because you're going to have ups and downs. Not everybody just goes to the big leagues. And my advice to pitchers, my advice to young pitchers, whatever it is, little league, going into high school, going into college, going into pro ball, whatever it is, know that you can throw the baseball hard. That's bar none what you have to do. You have to be able to touch 92. You have to be able to touch 95. Whatever it is, you're left-handed, maybe a little bit less. Know that you can throw hard. And then as soon as you can throw hard, be a little bit of a prude with it. Hold it back. Don't show everybody. Be like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? 86, 87, 86, 87. Now, on a high school, like talk about high school, now on a high school team, there might be two, maybe three good hitters. Now, when you get in a jam and those dudes are up, bow, there's your 92. Bang, there's your 95. But that's not how it works. First pitch of the game. And I saw this with Noah Syndergaard, and I saw it early on in his career when he was having a lot of his injuries with DeGrom. First pitch of the game. Radar gun goes up. Well, I guess I got to throw it as hard as I can. Boom, 95. Wow, that's amazing. I just saw a kid, he just committed to Penn State. And the most impressive thing that I heard the Penn State pitching coach say to him was, you know what we really loved about your outing is you sat 88 to 90, you touched 92, but your last pitch of the game was 91 miles an hour. Like that whole inning, he sat 90 miles an hour. He didn't lose his velocity. If you come out, if you want to be a closer in high school, I promise you are not going to be a big league starting pitcher. That's not how it works. Like, you got to learn how to pitch, but you also got to learn the velocity. You got to go to somebody who can teach you how to pitch, because all these gurus, all these people who give you a heavy ball and they get the radar gun out and they slap your back and they take some smelling salts, they teach you how to throw hard. They don't teach you how to pitch. And you got to definitely find somebody, and you got to figure it out on your own. But you don't have to pitch at 97 miles an hour. You can pitch at 90 if your peak is 97. Just know that it's there, and when they need it, there's a little gas face. We'll see you later.
Got about 2 minutes here, Kratz. Open-ended question. Who's the guy you can't wait to watch pitch this postseason? There's got to be one guy you can't wait for.
I want to see how the Dodgers use their rotation, but I want to see how they use Ohtani. Ohtani's production at the plate is significantly dropped the day he pitches and the next day. How are they going to use him? I want to see the numbers. If he throws five innings, does that leak into his offense for the next 2 days after he pitches? I really want to see him in the postseason, because anytime he's on, anytime it comes up in the four box and Shohei's on hitting, pitching, whatever it is, I'm locked into that game. That is, it's must-see TV.
You got a baseball there. When you were catching, what was your favorite pitch to call? Who threw it? What was the one that you went to when you needed a wipeout pitch?
I mean, I guess recency, I'm like, there's some pitchers who you're like, really doesn't matter what I call. Like Wade Davis in 2014, he had like five pitches, and some days he'd be like, I don't know, I don't want to throw the cutter today when he comes in to close it out. I'm like, all right, we won't. And then we get in a jam, and he's like shaking. I guess he wants the cutter now. So that's a big one. But my thing, my most recency bias would have been Josh Hader. Josh Hader fastball just gets blown away. Just unless Carlos Martinez is up. No, not Carlos Martinez. Anyway, Martinez from the Cardinals. He could always hit a dinger off him, but that's it. Everybody would swing and miss at his heater. So Josh Hader's fastball.
All right, good stuff. Eric Kratz with us, Foul Territory. Check him out weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk soon, all right, as we get closer to playoffs.
Enjoy your haircuts, guys.
Take care. There's Eric Kratz there. Some Major League Baseball inching closer and closer. Coming up next, let's get to back to some college football. How about that? Caroline Fenton will be joining us. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.